Stand with me this morning. God bless you. We're going to work it right now and get right into the Word. We're going to get right into the Word. We're in a series right now called Living Life in the Spirit, and one of the things that we need to have as we walk in the Spirit, we need to have endurance, all right? That word in some of your Bibles is called patience, but patience is even better translated as a life of endurance. How do we know that we need endurance in our lives? Amen? The Bible says, let endurance have its perfect result or its perfect work so that you might be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Lord, we thank you right now that you've called us to live a life not just to kind of just be getting by, but to be overcomers in our faith. And one of the things is to have the fruit of the Spirit called endurance. Lord, I just pray that you'd speak to our hearts during these next few moments. And Lord, let us learn what it really means to live lives of endurance. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All of God's people said amen. Amen. Hold your Bibles high in the sky and say, this is my Bible, the living and powerful, proven Word of God, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, God's holy Word on which I stand. And having done all, I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God says I am, whatever the Word of God says I have, whatever the Word of God says I can do, say with me, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We're talking about living life in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being prompted by the Spirit. In Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, all right? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, endurance. Say with me this morning, endurance. And that has to do with patience and steadfastness. We're in this series right now called Living Life in the Spirit, and we're talking about the nine fruit of the Spirit. And each Sunday, we're going to be talking about a different one. Today, we're talking about endurance, but next Sunday, we'll be talking about compassion, and it'll be going on all the way through. So show that slide again, if you would. It's right on the front. No, the next one. Next Sunday, we talk about compassion. So, but today we're talking about living a life of endurance. How many of you know that living in this world just flat out takes endurance? Can I get a witness? Amen. But whatever the world might throw your way, God says this, if you'll walk in the Spirit, part of the fruit of the Spirit is having endurance and not giving up. So life many times is compared to running a race. You know, it's like we're all in a race together, we're running the race. The race would be a whole lot more manageable if the road was always smooth and the path was always predictable. But it isn't always that way. Have you noticed that life can be a little bit unpredictable? In fact, the road of life is more like a motocross race. You ever watched a motocross race on TV with all of the bumps and berms and twists and turns and whoop-de-doos that life brings you, all kinds of things that are unexpected. It's like a motocross race. It'd be cool if it was just smooth all of the time, but that's not how life works. That's why we're called to hold steady and have endurance, to be patient and endure. In fact, when I was a kid, they used to have motorbikes that were, or motorcycles called enduros, all right? The motocross bikes of today were enduros of yesterday, but what was an enduro? It was a motorcycle that had beefed up shocks on the shock absorbers on the back and the front. It could take the shocks of life. That's what God has called us to do, not just to be fair weather flyers, but to have endurance. Can I get a witness here this morning? Amen. That word endurance, say with me this morning, endurance. What does it mean? It means patience, steadfastness, perseverance. It's one of the virtues of the Christian life cited in the New Testament, but it, along with endurance, it goes. It's produced through suffering. Man, I was finding this really interesting that if you're going to endure, part of your life you're going to spend suffering to some measure, but that suffering produces character in your life. So I want you to just know this morning that if you're going through a season of suffering, don't kind of push that away. God is still working on the inside of you, and he's going to make you an even greater person of character. Can I get a witness here this morning? Ready for anything. How do you know that God wants us to be people of endurance because we're going to receive a reward if we endure? In fact, Paul said to young Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Read that with me this morning. Endure hardship. What? Hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you want to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Then we're going to have to endure some hardship in our life. Now, First thing I want to say this morning about endurance is this, is you have need of it. You have need of endurance. We have need of endurance. In fact, the Bible says this in Hebrews, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Many times when you're going through a difficult situation or a difficult season, even your level of confidence can go down. You'll feel like, man, I just feel like I don't feel like a winner at all. I feel like kind of a loser. I don't feel like I'm an overcomer right now. I feel like I'm just not even measuring up to the task. And sometimes you feel like, you know, I'm not a success. You feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a failure. Let me just say here this morning, if you're getting any whispers in your ears while you're going through a tough season, and you feel like you're putting yourself down, like I'm a failure, or I'm not going to make it, that's not coming from God. That's coming from the enemy. Can I get a whisper right now? Because the enemy wants you to give up. Because you know that God is working in you and through you, and he's building you into something right now. He wants to stop that process. But I'll tell you what, your Heavenly Father will affirm you and encourage you. How many of you this morning would say, you know, if you have children, you want to affirm them and you want to encourage them. You don't want to put them down. You want to encourage them. And so it is with God. He wants to lift you up. So don't cast away your confidence because it has a great reward on the other end of it, all right? And it says, for you have need of endurance. Say with me this morning, I have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you might receive what is promised. How many of you would say, I want to live my life doing the will of God, endure, and he says, I'm going to give you a reward, but you must endure. So we all want to receive what God has promised in our lives, but part of receiving God's promises is doing his will and just simply enduring. Now, here's what you need to know about life. Realize that problems are a part of life. Problems are a part of life. Have you noticed? Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. The Bible says, don't think that all this that's going on is something strange. In and through it, God is working through for something greater in your life to come out of it. In fact, what did Jesus say about problems? Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. He didn't say you might have tribulation. He said, you will have tribulation. What is tribulation? Tribulation is trouble, trial, sorrow, suffering. He said, in this world, you're going to have all of that stuff, but be of good cheer. Say with me this morning, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let me say the message to God from God to you this morning is this. Even in the middle of your problems, even in the middle of the pressure, even in the middle of your circumstances right now where you feel, man, I just don't like this at all, God is still at work, and he says, be of good cheer. Say it with me this morning, be of good cheer. Because he's working something greater out in your life. You'll see this in just a moment, all right? So let's talk about some keys to developing greater endurance this morning. First of all, instead of running away from your adversity, embrace your adversity. Embrace it. Instead of turning from adversity and hardship and difficulty, embrace it instead. In fact, the Bible says this in James, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider an opportunity for great joy. Are you kidding me? How many of you get happy when trouble comes your way? Not me. But the Bible says, no, look at this a different way. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. In other words, you can say with me this morning, consider an opportunity. I'm just getting that in real time right now from the Holy Spirit. When trouble comes your way, you have a choice to make. You can go one way or the other, but consider it an opportunity for joy. I've got trouble in my life, but guess what? Through this trouble, God is going to do something on the inside of me that's going to make me stronger and more ready for anything. Amen? Why can we have great joy? The next verse says it. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance will have a chance to grow. The only way to have strong faith is to have faith that has been tested. People that have faith that has been tested have strong faith. So you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Now, how does this play out in the real world? Just a few weeks ago, we have so much news going on in the world now that it's hard to keep up with everything going on. But just a few weeks ago, on April 17th, a Southwest pilot was flying out in the East Coast, took off, got up to altitude on a routine flight, and all of a sudden, the left engine on that Southwest aircraft, a 737-700, that aircraft, boom, the engine just blows up. A piece of the engine flew out the window, flew into the fuselage, killed a passenger. The passenger almost got sucked out of the airplane. The plane depressurized. All that happened just in an instant. All of the masks flew down and everything. Did you hear about this on the April 17th? And all of a sudden, the captain of that plane, Captain Tammy Jo Schultz, took that plane in. There's a picture of her right now, kind of a dark photo right there, but you can see the damage done to the plane, the window that got broken after it landed and everything. She calmly just said, "We have an emergency. We're going to need to head back to the airport. Would you please route us to the nearest airport?" Calmly just did that. They said she had nerves of steel. She never, ever flustered at all. Flew that plane without incident back to Philadelphia. They landed safely, and every passenger on board was safe. Can I get a witness here this morning? Amen. Now, Tammy, yeah, give the Lord a great hand clap for that, because it's amazing. Now, Tammy Jo, early in her life, she went to a Nazarene college as a student. She was a Nazarene college, then studied aeronautics and aviation and flight training and all of that. She was one of the first women in the world to fly an F-18 Hornet for the Navy. That's the Top Gun airplane, although back in the 1970s, they wouldn't let the women go into action with it. It wouldn't go out on a sortie, but she was so qualified that she trained all of the men to go out on those things. Isn't that amazing? Now, today they would have let her go out, but back then they wouldn't let her do that. Our world is changing in a good way. Now, anyway, but she had done that 3 decades ago, done all of this training, and when she finally had her time in the sky here with this Southwest airplane and an emergency hit, she'd already gone through conflicts in her life. She'd already gone through pressures in her life. She'd already been road tested, if you will, on that airplane. And when it ran into problems, when everything could have been lost, she just coolly handled it and brought it right into Philadelphia. In other words, she endured through all of those decades, and that endurance produced something. She was perfect and didn't need anything. Can I get a witness? Amen. She was ready for the test. So even in the middle of what you might consider a mess, consider what you're going to do. The Bible says this, you know, consider it joy. So to rejoice is a choice. Say with me this morning, to rejoice is a choice. Why do we rejoice? Because we know how this story is going to end. We know that one of the purposes of problems is to develop endurance in our lives. Let me just say that again. We know that one of the purposes of problems in our life is to produce endurance in our lives. And I'll tell you what, to develop us from the inside. Hallelujah. So instead of running away from your problems, say, I'm going to embrace this right now. I'm going to have joy because God is up to something bigger than the problem that I'm facing right now. Can I get a witness? Amen. The Bible says we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. But now, this has jumped off the page this morning as I was ministering it. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us. Now, the Holy Spirit just brought this to me this morning. Say it with me this morning. We know that they help us. Okay, say it with me this morning. For we know that they help us. What helps us? Problems help us because they produce endurance in our lives. Hallelujah. Say it with me this morning. I'm feeling better already. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm feeling better already. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got problems? Take a number. But how we face the problems is the big key. We can consider it an opportunity for joy, or we can say, I'm going to complain about this. All I'm going to do is bellyache about it. No, no, no. Now we say, no, no, God's got this whole thing under control. I'm going to consider it all joy when I go into these problems because he's working something greater out on the inside. He's going to make me complete and ready for anything. What's going to do that? The problems in life. Let me tell you what, when I get on an aircraft, and I've done a lot of flying in my life, I sure don't want to be flying with a pilot when I meet him at the door and he goes, you know, this is my first flight and I hope that it works out okay. You know what I'm saying? If he says, man, I don't know, you know. This is my first flight. I hope it works. No, no, no. I want the pilot who has been flight tested. has gone through a few storms in his life and brought it safely through. That's who I want to fly with, and I know that you do too. So, and it says this, and endurance develops what? The next verse, strength of character, and character develops our hope or our confidence. When our endurance grows, our hope grows and our confidence grows, all right? So, number one, embrace your adversity instead of running from it. Secondly, be inspired by others who've already run the race. How many of you know that there's a lot of people that have endured a lot of things and they can really inspire our lives? How many of you have been inspired by somebody who went through great difficulty but came out the other end winner? Can I get a witness? Amen. And what happened was it inspired your life as well. So your own endurance will grow when you're inspired by the endurance of others. I love this verse in this chapter in the Bible. It's called Hebrews 11. Say with me this morning, Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. Say with me, the faith chapter. It's the hall of faith. And in this, you have all of these wonderful characters in the Bible that are listed. And one thing that they have in common, they're the champions of the faith. But one thing they have in common is that they've all endured circumstances and challenges in their life that would bring most people down, but they endured them, and God gave them a great reward. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 12:1, it says, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." Say it with me this morning, lay aside every weight. What is the weight that we can lay aside? Unbelief, doubt, discouragement, all of those weights that hold us back, and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Say it with me this morning. Run with endurance the race that's set before us. What are we going to do? We're going to lay aside every weight. How many of you know that you run faster if you don't have that weight? Did I get too personal there? The other day, I was at Sears, and I bought two 10-pound weights. And it was in Roseville, actually, and I walked out from Sears with these 10-pound weights, which when you first pick them up, yes, okay, no big deal. But when you walk all the way across the mall, all the way across the parking lot, carrying 20 pounds, you go like, wait a minute, I need to lose 20 pounds. This is what my body is carrying when I'm overweight. The Bible says, lay aside that weight and you're going to run faster. So lay aside discouragement, lay aside sin, anything that will beset you, and run with endurance the race that's set before you. Then it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. So be inspired. How many know that we can be inspired by heroes of the faith, and we can be inspired by Jesus himself to keep on enduring? He endured the cross, so why can't we endure our life as well? He says there's going to be a reward when we endure. Hallelujah. Now, third thing this morning is this, never give up. Say with me this morning, never give up. Say with me, I'm not going to give up. Now, you can say in your brain, because I know you're thinking it, I feel like giving up. But you're not going to give up. Say with me this morning, never give up. It says, let us run what? With endurance. Endurance has to do with not giving up. It's called endurance. Keep on going. Run with endurance the race that is set before us. Even when you feel like giving up, don't give up. You know what? Some of you feel like a loser sometimes. You look in the mirror and you go like, I just feel like a loser. But you're not a loser. You're the apple of God's eye. When he created you, he created you volume one, number one, and he threw away the mold. You are precious in God's sight. So don't call yourself a loser. You say, I might feel like a loser, but I'm not a loser. I'm a child of God. Can I get a witness here this morning? Amen? Some of you are not believing me. I'm just telling you right now. God loves you, and he made you just like he was because he must have wanted someone just like you. You're not a loser at all. You're a champion in Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? Amen? You are. Just remember that. Hallelujah. So never give up. On Wednesday, April 25th, just a few days ago, there was an NBA game being played against the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Indiana Pacers, all right? So they were playing this game, and they were 2-2 in the playoffs. You got to win four games to win it all. So there's 2-2, Cleveland against Indiana. Cleveland was playing all the way to the end of this game, and they got to the end, and at the very end, it was tied, and there were 3 seconds to go, and Cleveland got possession of the ball again, and LeBron James comes out with the final shot with only 3 seconds to go. You got to bring it in. You got to take the shot. You got to make the shot. And it's got to be a good shot. They're shooting a three-pointer. So he comes inbound, and Indiana had failed to make the previous basket. And then Cleveland gets the ball back. But LeBron, well, let me just, instead of just talking about, let me just show it to you what happened, all right? Just watch what happens here.
Oladipo, matched up with James, 5 to shoot. Oladipo makes his move, drives to the rim. Oh, it's 4 to James!
Now, that was the Pacers. They just missed that shot. It was later called goaltending, but they didn't call it.
By LeBron James.
And there's LeBron James. Now it's tied up.
With 3 seconds to go.
Whoever wins gets his next shot. Whoever gets the next shot goes on. 3-2 now.
3 seconds left. Cleveland triggers in. James,
here he goes.
2 seconds. 1 second for the win. Oh! LeBron James.
Now watch. There'll be a replay here in a second.
That's a winner in Cleveland.
Man, that's an amazing shot there. Now, there it goes again. Boom. Watch, the light comes on. In it goes. Now, I know you're looking at me and going, Pastor Perry, did he just play an NBA playoff thing in church? Can you do that in church? And the answer is yes, we just did. Can I get a witness? Amen. I just want to tell you, if the Apostle Paul had video available back in the Bible days, he'd have showed replays from the Olympic Games. Then he'd have drawn you to Christ. What I'm trying to say is this. Paul would have just used it just to, you know, to talk about the game of life and running the race and enduring. But here's what I want you to see about LeBron James. The reason why they won that game is because he endured through the whole game. He never gave up. And then he set himself up for that last shot. It went through. But it wasn't just that shot. It was that he never gave up for the whole game. And you've seen LeBron James sometimes will his way right to a championship because he just will not give up. Now, let me just say this. Cleveland did not give up, and they won that game. They went ahead 3-2. But the Indiana Pacers did not give up either. And on Friday night, just last Friday night, the Indiana Pacers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They pounded them. They won the game 121-87. So tonight, they're going to game 7. So tonight's game 7. But here's what I want you to see this morning. The Cleveland Cavaliers didn't give up. The Indiana Pacers didn't give up. And nor should you give up. Can I get a witness? Amen. Don't give up. Because if you won't give up, the reward is coming. Can I get a witness here? So I want you to say with me this morning, don't give up. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, and I love this. In fact, I sign this on a lot of notes that I write, Galatians 6:9, especially to people I'm trying to encourage. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap a harvest of blessing if you don't faint and if you don't give up. Don't give up because your harvest of blessing is coming. Just don't give up. Can I get a witness here this morning? Amen. How many of you want to be out of debt someday? Don't give up. How many of you want your house to be paid for one day? Don't give up. How many of you want your Visa card to be paid off? Don't give up. And let me just ask you, and don't use it so many times after you zero it. How'd that balance get there? I don't know. Yeah, your card is warm from using it. Can I get away? Just stop that. But I'm just saying, and what I'm saying is God will get you there if you'll get serious about it, endure, and he'll give you the goal that you want to go through. And he can also do supernatural things in your life. If you don't give up, the reward is coming. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Man, the biggest illustration I've got right now is just with our kids, you know, just not giving up as far as hoping for that little baby. And they endured, and they endured, and they endured. For 3 or 4 years, just toughing it out and losing and taking and having their hearts broken. But I'll tell you what, the reward day came, and it was yesterday, and that little baby is with us. And thank God for that. Amen? Amen. Now, last thing this morning is keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the most important thing. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Say it with me this morning. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by what? by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Say with me this morning, keep your eyes on Jesus. Now, think about Jesus. Because of the joy awaiting him, watch this. He knew the joy was awaiting for him. He endured the cross. How many are you glad this morning that Jesus endured the cross? And because he endured the cross, not only was he rewarded, but we were rewarded as well. Disregarding its shame, now he is seated at the place of honor besides God's throne. So he's at that right, the right hand of God. Because he endured the cross, he was greatly rewarded. But then it says this, think of all the hostility that Jesus endured from sinful people, then you won't become weary and you won't give up. When you think about what Jesus did, number one, he endured the cross. Secondly, he endured hostility from sinful people. Think of all that he went through, and it'll keep you saying, if Jesus went through all of this, I can keep on enduring as well. How many of you know that in life, you're going to run into some hostile people? Have you ever been treated with hostility? It really is no fun. And how many of you ever been treated with hostility, or at least you've run into people who are like, not too much fun to be around? Man, I'll tell you what, it's no fun. And it says, think of Jesus. He was treated by sinful people who were very hostile to him, but he endured anyway. He went all the way to the cross. But there's people in life that'll many times can be, people can sometimes be mean. And sometimes church people can be pretty mean. I was in a religious setting a while back. It was in a church. It was a religious setting and with religious people, and we were doing religious things. And so it was kind of a religious kind of a thing. But I'm telling you what, in the middle of that, there's a lot of people that, there were some nice people, but there were some people, man, they just looked down their nose at you. And they were critical or judgmental and not really that friendly either. Honestly, you can find that sometimes in a church even. And I walked out of that meeting, and I was like, man, I just didn't feel that good. And the only way that I could encourage myself was to go to In-N-Out Burger. And I did this quite by mistake. I actually, after I'd gone to that gathering, and it was a while back, I went to this gathering, but it was a lot of religious people there, but I wasn't feeling so good about it. And then I went, and I thought, well, I'm just going to get something to eat. I went to In-N-Out, but then I was going through line. I was greeted with a smile. Can I help you? Then I went to the next window, and I was greeted with a smile. And then the next window, when they served me, I was greeted with a smile, and like, thank you for your business. Everybody smiled, and I was sitting there in the car, and I go, like, do you know In-N-Out Hamburger is way more friendly than the church I just left? Hey, everybody, this morning, there is something wrong if the bar in town or the In-N-Out Hamburger is friendlier than a local church. Can I get a witness? Amen? Now, because it's not about religion, everyone. It's about relationship. It's relationship. And it's about love and loving others. And everyone here, I love Harvest Church, and I pray, everybody, that we always will be a warm, loving church, loving to everybody that comes in this door. And I'm talking about sinners and saints alike. Can I get a witness? Amen? I remember one time I had someone come in here years ago, many years ago. There was a prostitute that came in here one day and came to a service. I didn't know she was until she told me after service, said, I'm a prostitute, and I don't feel like I could ever, I feel unworthy to be in this place. I feel unworthy to even attend here. And I said, no, please come back and come back often, because it's not this, I put it this way, but what I'm saying to you is it's not the those who are well that need a physician. It's the sick that need help with a physician. I said, man, this is the best place for you to grow with others and to grow in God. So just keep on coming back. You might not be perfect, but we're none of us are perfect. You know? You go like, well, man, I got it all together. Well, no, you're just filled with pride right now, because you think you got it all together. You go, show me some scripture on that one, Pastor Perry. Take heed if you think you stand, lest you fall. So in other words, all of us right now are one step. How many know it's the grace of God for all of us? Amen. And it's not like, well, I'm going to start judging the best thing that's happened to me as I've gotten older. I'm not old yet. But don't laugh at me. I'm not old yet. But I'm older than I was. But the great best thing has happened to me is I realize how little that I know, and how the less I want to even judge or put my. I used to be really good at, man, I got this thing figured out. No, I don't anymore. I don't really know. Don't know anymore. What am I going to do? I'm just going to start loving people. Going to start treating people like I'd like to be treated. See how that works out. Can I get a witness? Amen. So, okay. I got off on a rabbit trail there. I'm sorry. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He endured the cross. And I wrote this in my notes. When you consider what Jesus endured, it'll make you want to endure as well. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Can I get a witness here this morning? And anything that I said this morning that rubbed you the wrong way, just strike that. Just say, I just love you and I want to see you endure. That's all I'm going to say here this morning, all right? Here's what Paul says. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining towards what's ahead. Watch this. He says, I'm straining towards what's ahead. This is not an easy thing I'm doing. He says, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He said, man, I'm on this walk in life. I'm going towards God, but sometimes I got to strain for what's ahead. And he says, and I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It's not a cakewalk what we're doing here this morning. It's saying, man, sometimes you've got to endure and you've got to suffer. But he says, I'm going for the goal. I'm going for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And when I was studying this out, I was going like, what is the prize anyway? What is it? And there's not a lot said definitively about what the prize is. I'm going for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. But what is the prize? And the theologians don't really have that mapped out, except when you read it and really get into it, here the prize is Jesus himself. The prize is the presence of God. It's the presence of God in Christ himself. That's the prize that we're going for. Can I get a witness here in the salvation of our souls, of course? But what are we aiming at right now? We're aiming at Christ, and we're aiming at being in the presence of God. How many of you know that that's something to strain forward and to go after? Can I get a witness? Endure in the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness here this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, don't give up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Be inspired by others. And hallelujah. Run that race with endurance. And what's the bottom line? What's the big idea this morning? Watch this. Let endurance have its perfect result so that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Consider it all joy when you fall into all these trials. Hallelujah. God's doing something deeper on the inside, and he's getting you ready for your reward. And if you receive that, give the Lord a great hand clap of praise. Would you do that? Amen. Hallelujah. He is. Thank you, Lord God. Stand with me all across the room here this morning, and we love you so much. Run that race with endurance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That fruit of the Spirit called endurance. Patience, endurance. Hallelujah. Thanks. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you right now before we walk out into this auditorium, walking out into the real world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Everyone here this morning, look at me this morning. Just don't be religious, just be sweet. Can I get a witness? Amen. And in other words, it's not about religion, it's about relationship. Pure religion, that's another thing, you know. That really does reach out, and that really loves and all of that. But always keep it sweet. And treat people like you'd like to be treated yourself. Always think about how does that feel. Treat people, you know, as best you can all the time. Just treat them like you'd like to be treated. Hallelujah. And God will reward you for it. Hallelujah. The other night I was driving through, it happened to be In-N-Out Burger. But God will reward you for it. No, actually, I went out to Delta Shores and with Barbara, and we were just picking up something, but it was at night. It was late at night. It was dark outside, And it was just before the stores were closing. Then I saw a man sitting on a curb there, and he had a sign in his hand, hungry, just said hungry. And I've seen these signs all my life. But I was just driving past him, and he just said hungry. So I said, man, I just got to, let's just go and through In-N-Out Hamburger and get him a hamburger. I didn't even order one for myself. I just went through there tried to pick him up a hamburger. And it took some time to get through the line. It was full, and we got through the line. I went back to where I was at, and where he was at, which was about three or four blocks away, and somehow When we got there, he was no longer there. But my heart was right. And because my heart was right, God said, you can eat the hamburger now. Can I really say so? I couldn't find him. But what I'm saying is this. I got to be real with y'all, all right? Just got to be real. But I'm saying, in all of these little twists and turns in life, always try to do right by people when you can. In other words, I knew it was in my ability to help that guy, even though if you're hungry, like, I think what happened was somebody else helped him in the 15 minutes that it took me to get the hamburger. Somebody else came along and helped him because there's so many good people out there. In other words, as it pertains to being good to other people, let's all be good to other people on this race that we're on. There's some people that are really toughing it out, and they just need a helping hand from us. And when we have the ability to do good, God will bless you for it. Can I get a witness? Amen. He might even let you eat an In-N-Out hamburger. I don't know, but you hear my heart here. I'm trying to say life can be difficult. Keep on enduring. There's a reward waiting in the name of Jesus for you. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord today. We got a choice to make. We going to complain? Bellyache? No, no, no. I've got an opportunity right now to turn this into joy. I'm going to go with the joy thing because I know how this is all going to work out. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you right now for every person in this room. Help us, Lord God, to be people of the Spirit. Help us to walk in your Spirit, Lord God. Let us be people of love and joy and peace. But Lord, help us to be a people of endurance this morning in the name of Jesus, not to give up. Because you're working something greater out on the inside of each one of us. So, Lord, bless your people with your word today, Lord God, and let us all stay encouraged in you. I just want to speak right now. I speak a blessing over you right now in the name of the Lord. God's favor over you. God's mercy and his grace and his provision over you. But may you be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody that receives that blessing and is not going to give up, give the Lord a great hand clap of praise. Would you do that, amen? Hallelujah. We love you so much. Have a great day. And we'll see you next week. God bless you.